This is our first update from the senior leadership team since we came together as one Staffordshire-wide care group in October 2018. I'm hoping this email will provide a useful update on what is happening across the care group. If there are things you would like to have included, please let either me or my PA, Sue Clark, know, and we will endeavour to cover them in one of our regular updates. Leadership changes. In case you are not already aware, I can confirm that we have now appointed to the two new Head of Operations posts for the care group and agreed the portfolios for these roles. In a bid to improve joined-up working across services, we have changed the portfolios from North and South to planned and unplanned care. Lisa Agel is confirmed as Head of Operations for unplanned care, including Home First and Community Hospitals, and Staffordshire Mental Health Services. Adam McCowan joins the organisation on the 1st of March 2019 as Head of Operations for Planned Care, including Community Nursing, AHP Services and Long-Term Conditions. The Head of Operations, Clinical and Care Directors, Catherine Larkin and James Shipman, along with myself, will form the core leadership team for the care group. We will be working with the wider senior leadership team to lead the care group. As part of us coming together as one care group, we have been carrying out consultation sessions with staff around quality improvement and building a culture of empowerment and openness. One of the key themes identified by you as an area you would like to improve was information flow. It was fed back that you get bombarded with emails from all different sources, both the care group leadership team and corporate teams. Often by the time this information has been forwarded to you, it is out of date or you miss key communications. As a result, we have set up a Staffordshire Care Group email. The email will go directly to all staff within the care group. It is our aim to send out one email a week on a set day with all the important communications for the group. This will include any specific information for the care group and will be in addition to what's included in the Trust Weekly Update email. I will also continue to send out this monthly update around what is going on in the care group, lessons learnt and sharing of good practice.